The Wreck of the Julie Plant by William Henry Drummond. On one dark night on Lac Saint-Pierre, de wind she blow, 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 and a crew of de wood scow Julie Plant got scart and run below. For de wind she blow like hurricane, bimby she blow some more, and de scow bus up on Lac Saint-Pierre, one arpent from de shore. De captain walked on de front of deck, and he walk on de hind deck too. He called a crew from up de hole, he called a cook also. De cook, she's name was Rosie, she come from Montreal, was chambermaid on a lumber barge on the Grand Lachine Canal. De wind she blow from nor', east, west, de south wind she blow too. When Rosie cry, mon cher captain, mon cher, what I shall do? Then the captain throw the big anchor, but still the scow she dreef. The crew he can't pass on the shore because he lost his skeef. The night was dark like one black cat, the wave run high and fast, when the captain tacked the rosy girl and tie her to the mast. Then he also tacked the life preserve and jump off on the lac, and say, goodbye, my rosy dear, I go drown for your sack. Next morning, very early, about 2:30, 3:40, the captain's scow and the poor Rosie was corpses on the shore. For the wind she blew like hurricane, bimby she blew some more, and the scow bus up on Lac Saint-Pierre, one arpent from the shore. Now all good wood scow sailor man tack warning by that storm, and go and marry some nice French girl and leave on one big farm. De wind can blow like hurricane, and s'pose she blow some more. Ye can't get drown on Lac Saint-Pierre, so long ye stay on shore.